The following talk was given at the Insight Meditation Center in Redwood City, California. Please visit our website at audiodharma.org.
Okay, so here we are at the start of a new calendar year. Welcome to 2023. Often this is a time of reflection or aspiration for people, and I imagine that you've already done those activities since we've made it to January 2nd. But I wanted to offer some words then about how we might go about meeting a new year or a new phase of life or however we are conceiving of this change. And that is to talk today a little bit about simplicity. So when people begin to feel the benefits of opening the heart and living a life of Dharma, as many of us have started to touch into, it's common that people discover kind of a deeper valuing of simplicity. And when I say that word, sometimes we'll think of, you know, material simplicity or something, and that's often what's meant. But I think the term, at least in the Dharma, simplicity is really meant to apply across the material and the verbal and the mental realms. There are so many ways that we can simplify, and there's so much more ease when we do that. And so in the Buddhist teachings, there is a clear connection actually between metta, goodwill, and care or compassion, and simplicity. And I found it expressed well in the opening lines of the Metta Sutta, which I know many of you know, but listen again to these lines with an ear toward this value of simplicity. This is what should be done by one who is skilled in goodness and who knows the path of peace. Let them be able and upright, straightforward and gentle in speech, humble and not conceited, contented and easily satisfied, unburdened with duties and frugal in their ways, peaceful and calm and wise and skillful, not proud and demanding in nature. So that's just the beginning. But I think these verses really suggest a link between goodwill, metta, this is the Metta Sutta, and ethical behavior, you know, life of non-harming, and simplicity. And so, you know, we can imagine that if we engage in an uproar of activities and we're busy and stressed all the time, it's likely to lead to unwholesome behavior in some way. Maybe we've even noticed that in our own life. And so if we let go to actively prioritize simplicity in our body, speech, and mind, that supports a life of care and walking the path. So I wanted to just pull out a few words and phrases from these verses that I read and point out how they can link to simplicity. So in the area of the body, for example, our bodily activities, we have the phrase peaceful and calm. So we imagine maybe moving more slowly, moving with some care. We have the word upright. So there's something about a balanced posture in the Metta Sutta. And frugal in their ways. So could imply not using so many resources in the way that we live, living in a way that is kind to the earth. And then we have the phrase, moving on to speech, it literally says straightforward in speech. So that's pretty clear, to speak straightforwardly, maybe speaking with just as many words as are necessary. Refraining, we have not proud and demanding. So that would be refraining, say, from complaining or from demanding things of people. And we have gentle in speech and skillful. So maybe speaking words of harmony as part of our simplicity practice. And then when we move on to the mind, we have literally the words humility and contentment. We have the word upright, which I use for the body, but it can also mean metaphorically, upright can mean honest. And then we have wise and skillful. So seeing the world in ways that are wise, seeing that things are impermanent, seeing that things are not so personal, seeing that other people have difficulties also. And then the phrase unburdened with duties. So choosing non-busyness. It doesn't mean we have no duties, but it means that we are not busy with them and we can find a way to be unburdened with the duties that we do have. So there's a lot here that really resonates with this quality that I'm capturing in everything called simplicity. And once we kind of tune into this as a value, we will begin to see, of course, the ways in which there's complication in our lives, right? We will notice if we decide that we have a value of simplicity and how we want to approach things, we will notice the ways in which we've gotten, like we're rushing and our body and mind aren't in the same place. And then we can feel the immediate ease of putting the body and the mind in the same place. We'll notice the complexity of using a lot of resources. If we're using a lot of water, paper, food packaging, clothing, just a lot of stuff in our life, we will feel that as a burden. And simplicity is much more easeful, much more happy. And then in the realm of speech, some people engage in a lot of gymnastics of trying to influence people, convince them of things, trying to maintain a certain self-image and make sure that everybody sees me a certain way. And so I have to talk such that they'll do that. Oh, such a relief to just let that go and to speak straightforwardly, simply. We have a general baseline of calm, gentle speech. It doesn't mean we don't have any emotional expression, but if we have this baseline of simplicity, then when we express our emotions, they come forth appropriately and well, maybe we could say. And again, we'll feel some ease in verbal simplicity. And then there's simplification of mental activity. And I want to clarify that that doesn't mean that we don't think about anything or that we lose our ability for thinking things through carefully or being rational. I think instead it's exactly the opposite. We're clearing away the irrelevant mental activities that burden our mind so that we can have clear discernment, so that we can have flexibility of thought, so that we can find helpful solutions and think things through well. So, for example, we could maybe spend a little bit less time speculating about other people's motives and personalities, ruminating about all of our past hurts, planning all of how we can control everything that's happening in our life, and how we can maximize pleasant experiences for ourselves. If we, you know, maybe a little less involvement in all the details of our calendar and upcoming events. So to me, mental simplicity somehow involves contentment, straightforwardness, and some degree of trust in the unfolding of life. You know, we don't need to fix it all in our mind. And this will free up the energy to do the kind of thinking that we do need to do to support a life of practice. And it creates space for the Dharma to unfold in our life. If you don't have any space, there's no room for the Dharma to act and support you. So simplicity is all about the heart, all about the spiritual life and the path of non-harm and the path of care. So whatever it is that you've resolved upon or aspired toward in 2023, it's all great. And consider maybe if this overarching idea of simplicity might support that, you know, might somehow help you in manifesting that. So these are my words for this evening or whatever time of day it is for you. And we'll go ahead and sit together now. So let's find a posture that is able and upright, that one that you will be able to sit in for a little while and has some uprightness to it. Doesn't mean that you're tightening up your spine and you're bolt upright, but that the body is generally straight and that we have a sense of dignity to the posture. So if you're literally sitting upright, it can be helpful to put the ears over the shoulders, over the hips, if that's possible. And then settle in. You know, allowing the body to connect fully with what you're sitting on, feeling your seat against the chair or the cushion, or if you're lying down, your body against the surface. It's comfortable. You can close your eyes and bring the attention inward. Perhaps softening the muscles of the forehead, the eyes, the jaw. Softening the throat so that the head feels soft on the spine. Releasing down into the shoulders, letting the shoulder blades slide down the back. Letting the shoulder joints be soft. Down into the arms and the hands. Letting those rest comfortably, maybe in your lap or on your high on your thighs. And sensing down into the chest and the heart area. Maybe on your next breath, imagining the breath flowing through the heart area or even entering directly front of the chest. Softening the belly. I like to simultaneously soften the muscles of the low back. So there's kind of a falling away from the spine in the middle of the body. And down into the hip joints. Sinking a little further into the seat. And releasing any bracing in the legs. All the way down to the feet. Just letting the body be simple. As simple as it can be. And even if there's something going on with your body today, you can have a simple relationship to the body. And opening to the quality of mindfulness, which we've been inviting already through directed attention, but just really knowing that at this moment you've established mindfulness. Mindfulness is a very simple relationship to experience of just knowing it. Without judgment, complication. So if there are any emotions present, you can just let them be and have a simple relationship to them. There are thoughts in the mind, that's fine too. We can have a simple relationship. We don't need to get all entangled and involved. It's just, some thoughts going along on the back burner. All our attention stays in the front burner, perhaps connecting with the breath or the body in a simple way. Just sitting in rest. Just aiming for a very simple meditation, and whenever we find complication, just starting again with simplicity. Okay, welcome back. So now we will move into the breakout rooms. And I thought it might be interesting to talk about ways in which you could cultivate simplicity in body, speech, and or mind. You can choose one if you want. And just see if you can get some ideas from each other. And then so that you know who starts, how about the person with the most complicated shirt on goes first in your group? All right, so I'm making the room. So if anybody is not joining, now is the moment to drop. So how was that? Does anyone want to comment further or comment about the groups? Yeah, Ariana.
Thank you. Can I actually have a question, if that's all right?
Yeah, question's good too, yeah.
Yeah, I didn't mention it in the group, but my meditation largely got hijacked by, there's a really good living opportunity that's presented itself. And I'm, you know, it just sounds exhausting to move within 30 days. And so my question is around, like simplification versus avoidance, because I have an avoidant nature that says, oh, just don't even look at the opportunity, don't think about all the advantages of it.
And I don't want to deal with it. Part of your mind doesn't want to deal with it.
Yeah.
Well, generally, avoidance requires some degree of complication in the mind, because you have to, Claire, could I ask you to mute? I can hear a siren in the background.
Oh, I'm sorry. Yeah, I lose the fire.
Okay, thank you. So avoidance is itself a somewhat complicating mental state, because you have to hold certain things at bay in order to avoid them. And so for simplification, in this particular case, I wonder what it would be like to have a sitting where you just allow everything to flow through without sticking to any of it. And, you know, let the mind think about all the possibilities, let it say, no, I don't want to, but I should, but there's advantages. And just kind of like what's called sit in the mess, or sit in the energy of it, but don't react to any of it. And as it plays itself out, you'll start to see strands that resonate with things that you care about deeply. And that might help you make the decision more. And I don't know what the right decision is. Does that make any sense?
It makes lots of sense. I don't necessarily like the answer, because that's what I spent most of our meditation doing. And there's a lot more to sift through. But it makes a lot of sense. Thank you.
Yeah. Well, I wish you well. Another thing about the Dharma path is that somehow it works out no matter which decisions we make. And that doesn't mean it works out like well necessarily, but it's all part of the path. And something will be learned if you bring mindfulness to the process. Yeah, good luck. It's nice to have opportunities. Okay, Serena.
Thank you so much. I actually fell asleep in the middle of the meditation someplace, and my group members woke me up. But somebody brought up something really important. I really love the whole idea of simplicity. And someone brought up something that I thought was very interesting in our group conversation, which has to do with that somehow there might be a value, some kind of something that happens physiologically when we complicate things. He says something about, you know, like maybe we have a dopamine shot, but I'm just kind of wondering if there is any reality to any of that, you know, complicating things somehow in our minds, or, you know, there is kind of a we get some kind of a physiological
boost.
Something physiologically that happens that's gratifying.
Yeah. I hear what you're saying. So, we're trying to figure out maybe why it is that we're so attracted to complication my sense is that, the shenanigans of the mind, the machinations of the mind, provide some kind of temporary interest to it, like mostly through the form of creating an identity. So we know who we are. We know who we are if we decide, all right, I'm going to work this through. This is how I feel about X. And so now I have Y presented to me, and I'm going to bump X against Y and figure it out, so forth. And there's a way in which that feels gratifying to us because we're taking a stand on something. You know, we know who we are. We know what the situation is. And it's much harder, actually, to just take things as they are or to not make them into a lot more. Then there isn't as much for the mind to do. And we also worry that if we don't do that, somehow we won't take care of ourselves. So there's also a negative side. Somebody put negativity bias. So yeah, we see the problems in things and then we want to solve them. So there's so many reasons. Some of you may know the word papancha in the Dharma language that refers to proliferation of thought or complication, all those stories we tell and so forth. And I was reminded as you were speaking, Serena, that the Buddha and other awakened beings are said to be nipapancha, which means without papancha. So that's something that goes when we wake up. And as we wake up, we get willing to be simpler and simpler in the mind because we start to see the ease and the benefit of not complicating and also the advantages of having a clearer mind. But it's definitely a process. It's not something that comes immediately, but we can help each other with it.
Thank you.
Yeah, it's a good point that you brought up. So I see we're at 1 after the hour. So if anybody needs to leave, that's totally fine. And maybe we'll just wish each other a happy new year. And I really hope that this will be a time of the development of the heart and the bringing forth of the Dharma for all of us. So welcome to 2023 and may it be beautiful. Good night, everyone.
Thank you. Happy New Year.
Happy New Year.
May it be beautiful.